You were talking before about delayed Herceptin and using sort of a 6 month cutoff for that. What about the patient with multiple positive nodes, 5, 10 positive nodes, who is a year or two out? We know those patients are still at substantial risk for subsequent recurrence. Do you think trastuzumab should be discussed with them?
Neil, this is an agonizing situation. There is nothing else to say. The evidence is the evidence, and it's used by advisory committees everywhere, and that advice is to usually restrict within 6 months of completing the chemotherapy. Occasionally, one or two guidelines, I think, have taken it out to a year. I believe that recently in New York, a survey was done amongst practicing oncologists, taking exactly the kind of lady that you're describing and asking how many would treat up to 4 years out with Herceptin post the chemotherapy. And the vast majority of practicing oncologists voted in favor of giving the Herceptin in that kind of case. The evidence is the evidence, and within my own center, we are restricted by that. But it is clear that many of the practicing oncologists are taking the biological message from this data and are using it in their practice and treating these node positive, aggressive disease women, these poor women afflicted with this horrible disease, and they're treating quite far out from the chemotherapy with the Herceptin. The only other point that I would add is the data which Richard Gelber will publish at some point, which is that if you're looking at the annualized hazard rates on the HERA trial, that these approximated 17%, 7 to 12 months out post the chemotherapy, but we're still resting at around 10-11% annualized hazard rate of recurrence, 25 to 30 months out from the chemotherapy. So the fact that these women have a greater than 10% annualized rate of recurrence 2.5 years out post their chemotherapy is another driving factor why many practicing oncologists are going beyond the guidelines and using Herceptin far out.